take a lot from that, to be fair. Three fantastic points. But the overall performance, I thought, was thoroughly deserved. I thought, you know, the players, I thought, started the big game very well. I thought they were very unfortunate and could have done better. In opening 10 minutes, possibly took one of two great chances. And all credit to Elgin. They're a good side, well organised, some good players, very good on the break. But we've learnt a great deal about them and ourselves for the last time that we played them. And I thought the threats in going forward would nullify that. I thought then, start of the second half, I thought
we defended. What did you have to say to the boys for them to come out?
Just more of the same, you know, that, and take a wee bit more care in that final third. I thought, you know, the second half that when we came out, we looked very positive. I thought the energy in terms of, we've asked them to be that little bit more resilient. We've been disappointed in the goals that we've conceded of late. It's fantastic to get back to another clean sheet. And, you know, I thought the times that we broke on them tonight, I thought we'd done it in great numbers. I thought the amount of times that we had to go that little bit longer, the amount of second, the desire to go and pick up second ball was fantastic. And what we have a very good team that's young, they're keen to learn, they've got fantastic energy, fitness level through the roof, to be fair. And we actually envisaged ourselves, even before the start of the game tonight, we thought we'd have used the three substitutes in terms of that, but the game didn't pan out that way at all. And you know, a lot of players have a lot of changes over the last couple of games in terms that we've been forced to, but the players that have come in, you know, have really stepped up to the mark and they've taken their opportunity. Yeah, they are. And you know, that's what we says prior to the game, myself and the staff, we wish we weren't going into like 10 games still to go. We wish it was only 10 into it, but you know, it certainly gives us a wee glimmer, you know, and let's see what it takes us. Let's try and continue that momentum.
And what was wrong with that ball?
It was actually Elgin's match ball. So it was, and it was soft. So it was. So, and plus the wee kit man, he was angry that he didn't know where the match, the proper match. He's shouting on the ref, "There's that ball I gave you." So, no, the players were good. I thought even, you know, when we made the change, Jack Boyle coming on right into the game, you know, knew exactly what was required of him. And we've done one or two wee things that with players tonight that was maybe a wee bit new to them, you know, and they do it for the team. But that's all part and parcel of their game. And at times you've got to nullify what the opposition are good at while turning that into a weakness for them. You know, you turn it into a strength for yourself. And I thought that we broke great numbers tonight. I thought we had very good opportunities. Delighted again for David Goodwill. He's, you know, I think he's about 22 or 23, but he just seems to be in the right place at the right time. The players are supplying him with fantastic opportunities. You know, the service that he's receiving is great, but a big part of that is the quality runs that he makes. He's such an intelligent footballer, so he is.
Yeah.